Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Morimoto Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. The Huron County Election Commission officially approved the recall petition language against District 3 Commissioner Scott Most during a brief session Friday morning. The petition, sponsored by a Caseville Township resident, centers on Most's vote last July in favor of Resolution 25-85, a measure that authorized solar energy facilities across 15,000 acres of county-owned townships. Commissioner Most, who attended the hearing, raised no objections to the clarity of the petition language, but noted the financial impact of the process because the timeline will not allow for the measure to appear on the upcoming November ballot. The recall will trigger a special election, likely in May of 2027. The commission confirmed that previous clerical errors regarding the sponsor's residency have been corrected, clearing the path for the petition to proceed. Most has 10 days until August 10th to file an appeal with the circuit court. And the Bad Axe Police Department is reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the business district along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial trucks. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police noted that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from the traffic fines and that the goal is improving roadway safety. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
The King of Cars.
Hey folks, it's Denny King, the King of Cars, and I've got big news to share.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
More Motors, Ford, and the American Red Cross are teaming up for a life-saving event. The Blood Drive, happening Friday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1725 West Cairo Road in Cairo.
More Motors in Cairo.
Every pint of blood donated helps save up to 3 lives, and that's something worth rolling up your sleeves for. When you come to give blood, you'll be able to enjoy food and refreshments from Sunrise Susie's Coffee Company and Fat Matt's Real Pit Barbecue.
More Motors in Cairo.
It's easy to be part of. Just scan the QR code on our door or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Join us at More Motors of Cairo on July 31st to help make a difference and to keep our community strong. That's Friday, July 31st, 10 to 4 at More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors, together with Ford and the American Red Cross, we're building hope one donation at a time.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. In Cass City, as summer vacation winds down, the Cass City Police Department is preparing for the start of a new school year. The department shared that Officer Coleman recently joined children on the final day of the Village of Cass City's summer day camp, marking the close of another season of activities for local youth. With the camp now wrapped up, Officer Coleman is expected to return to her duties as the school resource officer when classes resume in the coming months. The village's Parks and Recreation Summer Day Camp serves children ages 6 to 12 and features outdoor recreation, arts and crafts, educational activities, field trips, and visits to local attractions throughout the summer. The program traditionally concludes at the end of July, just weeks before students head back to school. School resource officers work closely with students, teachers, and school staff throughout the academic year, providing campus security while also building positive relationships through education, mentoring, and community engagement. The Cass City Police Department's is Officer Coleman's visit to the final day of camp highlights the department's continued commitment to connecting with area youth both in and out of the classroom as the community prepares for another school year. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.